At a college like Northwestern, taking a morning stroll through campus will reveal many sights. The number one scene is young adults craving their daily caffeine boost. Whether it's from Norbucks, Brew in Main Library, or the Keurig in the safety of their room, you'll be hard-pressed to take a walk and not find a student with a drink in hand. Lately, however, a new drink has taken over the minds and hearts of 18 to 22-year-olds. Bubble tea, boba, milk tea, bubble milk tea, whatever you may call it. The sweet, milky drink over ice with tapioca pearls at the bottom has millions hooked. The drink can be traced back to the 1980s in Taiwan. It was popularized by students who bought it from street vendors for breakfast or as a snack. Not much has changed today, as there are over 10 boba shops in walking distance of Northwestern's campus, and in many cities, other cities across the country. So the question arises, are boba shops the new coffee shops? Brittany Lee seems to think so. She's worked at boba shop Happy Lemon in downtown Evanston for 7 months.
A lot of people are going to boba milk teas. I see less and less people going to Starbucks and stuff like that. And like during study sessions, people do have like bobas and waffles from places like Happy Lemon more often than coffee.
Bubble tea was originally only found in Taiwan and East Asia. Its incorporation into American culture is a reflection of mass immigration to the United States in the 1990s. Taiwanese people brought boba with them. As immigrant families struggled to make a living for themselves, they opened boba shops for economic stability. While boba is beloved by many young people across the nation, it is primarily marketed to just that, young people. Second-year Zella Melford works in Brew, the coffee shop located in Main Library on Northwestern's campus. The shop has a wide range of drinks on their menu, with pretty equal parts boba and coffee. She says most people getting boba tend to be students.
I feel like if there is like maybe a professor or an adult who works in the library, chances are they're probably not getting boba. You know, I think the only people I've served boba to has been like college students, so kind of in that younger age range. And if older people come in, it's generally like more of a coffee drink.
Lee, the Happy Lemon worker, had a similar observation.
Our demographic does range a lot from like high schoolers, but mainly college students since we're right next to Northwestern.
Lee also said that the busiest time of year in her boba shop is during final season. Many Northwestern students stop by for a quick boba reward as a break from the turmoils of the quarter system. But even students who enjoy boba are hesitant to replace coffee shops with this new tapioca pearl delight. First year Jada Hakari has worked at small coffee shops in Michigan and California. She doesn't think boba's rise in popularity has given coffee much competition.
Like, it's just like two separate things. Like, people come get their coffee, like, every single morning. Whereas, like, with boba, like, boba's more like a treat. It's not something, like, you get every morning. Like, comparing, like, a coffee shop to an ice cream.
Second year, Emily Hancock had a similar sentiment. She pointed out that coffee is a necessity for her every day, whereas boba is not.
I mean, like, the boba shop that I grew up around was just, like, half boba shop, but also mostly just a Thai food restaurant. So, like, that to me is kind of something that you get with something else, whereas coffee is, like, I need that in order to, like, wake up in the morning. So, very different purposes within my life.
The consensus seems to be that we are not ready to let go of our coffee cups in favor of boba ones just yet. The resistance from students to rebrand boba shops as the new coffee shops does not, however, take away from how fantastic boba is. In my sweet tooth opinion, the treat should definitely be incorporated into all of our weekly routines. Milford from Brew in Main Library says that boba is one of their most popular menu items every day. She says the milk teas are the most popular. First year Ashton Arjomond is a frequent Brew customer and had a few recommendations.
I would say brown sugar milk tea. Yeah. I feel like it's the basic standard one and you can never go wrong with it. I think sometimes it can be a little too sweet, but at the right place, I feel like it's my favorite, and I would say my second is taro.
So next time you find yourself on a block with both a coffee shop and a boba shop, try the boba, as long as you are in dire need of a caffeine kick, that is. It's not for everyone, but its influence is taking over the hearts and minds of college kids everywhere. Not too much, though. After all, we all need our morning lattes. Hold the tapioca pearls. For WNUR News, I'm Lara Weissman.